this Tuesday, I heard two stories from brothers and sisters.
这个礼拜二，我听到弟兄姐妹跟我们分享一个故事。
One child saw Satan and got frightened and was not able to go to bed.
一个孩子在睡觉的时候看到有魔鬼的影子，没有办法，因惊怕没有办法晚上入睡。
Thank God, through the mother and father's encouragement and the prayer of brothers and sisters and the family, the case is much better.
感谢神，通过弟兄姐妹的带导以及父母的勉励，这个情况已经大大的改善。
There was a brother also shared that Satan tried to pretend that it is his wife and who stared at him.
有一个弟兄也来分享说，撒旦有一次装作像是他太太一样来看，来注视他。
And, so through these two stories, make us think we are really not fighting against flesh and blood.
这两个分享让我们意识到，我们真的不是在跟属血肉的来征战。
We are fighting with the principality and powers and the princes of the airs.
我们而是与属灵气的鬼魔以及掌权的来作战。
If we are fighting with someone, it's visible, it is easier.
如果我们可以与肉眼看得见的来作战, 那是容易一些。
Time Satan tried to control our thought.
但是当撒旦来试图来让我们的思想来改变的时候,
make us to think always about the negative side of an event.
让我们总是去思想那些负面消极的事情的时候,
make us to go into deep depression.
让我们变得非常沮丧，非常压抑的时候,
make us to pursue wholeheartedly after this world.
让我们全心全意地来追求这个世上的东西的时候,
it is even harder to overcome Satan in this way.
这个时候来战胜他就变得更加困难。
So using overcoming Satan, we would like to as a topic for mutual encouragement.
我今天要用这个战胜撒旦的题目为大家互相勉励。
What is the name? What is the other names of Satan?
撒旦还有一个什么名字呢?
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12.
我们来看启示录十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章。
Chapter 12 verse 9.
启示录十二章第九节。
Revelation chapter 12 verse 9.
启示录十二章第九节
12 verse 9
9节
So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels was cast down with him. There are four names of Satan's over here.
这里撒旦有四个名字
Over here, one is a great dragon.
第一个名字是大龙。
A dragon, if you check the dictionary, it is a fabulous kind of serpent.
龙，如果你查词典的话，意思就是说一种非常奇妙的蛇的种类。
You can see snakes has feet in the Garden of Eden.
因为蛇在伊甸园中它居然有脚。
It's only after God cursed the snake because he seduce Eve to eat the forbidden fruit, then he had to crawl with his belly.
但是因为他引诱了夏娃之后，神就诅咒他，让他用肚腹，终日用肚腹来吃土，所以他就没有，从那个时候就没有脚了。
But you see, the symbol of dragon in China actually got legs.
但是如果我们看中国人的传统的这个龙的图腾的时候，它是有脚的。
The Bible called it a great red dragon.
圣经中记载叫做大红龙。
It has seven heads and ten horns.
七头十角。
And the crown was on the head.
每一个头上都戴着一个冠冕。
Another name for this great dragon and the great dragon said Satan was the serpent of the old.
另外一个 撒旦的名字就叫古蛇。
It is the one who deceived Eve to eat the forbidden fruit.
就是那时候在引诱夏娃去吃禁果的那个蛇。
So this snake always referred to deceiving someone to sin against God.
所以蛇总是来引诱人来向神犯罪。
Satan means resist.
撒旦的名字意思是说抵挡。
That's why when Peter wanted to stop Jesus to be crucified, Jesus said, Satan, get out and behind me.
所以当时彼得想阻止主耶稣去被钉十字架的时候，主耶稣就说，撒旦离开我去吧。
So you can see Satan's meaning, resister. He resists Jesus, God's will.
因为撒旦意思就是说他要抵挡神的旨意。
And devil means slanders and accusers.
魔鬼的意思就是一个来谎言的以及来控告人的。
It is like the Satan standing by the high priest Joshua and try to accuse him that he wear the white clothing.A dirty white clothing standing in front of God.
就像是这种记载说，魔鬼曾经控诉耶稣亚，大祭司耶稣亚，说他穿着一个肮脏的衣服在神面前。
Also accused Job because God didn't protect him, therefore he still worship God.
魔鬼也再一次来控告约伯，他说神他之所以虔诚，是因为神保护了他。
So this is the names of Satan.
就是撒旦的名字。
There are many ways people there are many ways that people proclaim where does Satan come from.
有很多人来他们
try to study where Satan is from. From.
他们来研究撒旦是到底是从哪里来。
Traditionally, our understanding is that Satan is the falling principality and powers.
我们传统的理解，撒旦是堕落的天使。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1, verse 16.
我们来看哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 16.
哥罗西书第一章十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 16.
哥罗西书一章十六节。
16.
一章十六节。
For by him, this him is Jesus, all things was created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible.Whether thrones or dominions or principality or powers, all things were created through him and for him. Now, please pay attention to this verse that there was a term called principality and power.
这里讲到执政的和掌权的。
They are all created by God at the very beginning.
这里讲到都是在神在起初来创造的。
But for some reason, this principality and power falls.
但是由于某种原因，这些执政的、掌权的，他就跌倒。
Please read Colossians, Ephesians chapter 5, chapter 6.
来看以弗所书第五章。
Chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12.
以弗所书第六章十二节。
6:12.
六章十二节。
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power.Against the ruler of the darkness of the age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly place. Over here we see we are fighting the principality and powers.
这里讲到我们要与那执政的、掌权的来征战。
So they were created by God at the very beginning.
所以这些应该是神在起初创造的。
But later on they fall.
但是后来他们堕落。
Somebody asked why God created something and that is not perfect, that let them fall.
有些人会问，为什么神会创造一些不完美的，让他因为他们会跌倒的。
When God created Adam, Adam also fell.
神创造亚当，亚当也后来跌倒。
Because God gave Adam knowledge and choices, so he is able to choose what really can please God, or to disobey God.
这是因为神给亚当有。知识让他自由的选择，他可以选择来听从神的话，也可以听从违背神的话。
But Eve thought he wanted to be just like God.
但是夏娃只是想像神一样。
So she left her own position.
然后她就离开她的本位。
Therefore she fell. They fell.
这样子她就开始跌倒。
The same analogy can apply to Satan, to the principality and power.
同样子的。方法和应用在这些执政的、掌权的撒旦。
They are very beautiful beings.
他们是本是非常美好的被造物。
the Bible said, they left their position also.
但是圣经上也讲说那些不守，他不守本位。
Therefore, they also fall.
这是为什么他们坠落。
Now, actually, Satan indeed, after they fall, they have certain kinds of powers.
虽然他们跌倒，但是他们还是有很一些，他们有一些能力。
They have power, to control, the angels of Satan.
撒旦有能力来控制属于他的天使。
使者啊，
属于他的使者。
Please turn to Luke chapter 11, verse 14 to 18.
我们来看路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11, verse 14 to 18.
路加福音十一章十四节到十八节。
Luke 11, verse 14 and to 18.
十四节到十八节，路加福音十一章十四节到十八节。
And he who was casting out a demon, and it was mute, so it was when the demon has gone out, and the mute spoke, and the multitude marveled. 15. And some of them say, he cast out demons by Beelzebul, but the ruler of demons, others testing him, thought from him a sign from heaven. 17. And he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house fall. 18. If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? Because you say, I cast out demons by Beelzebul. Somebody accused Jesus that he was able to cast out Satan by the kings of Satan.
那时候有人来控告主耶稣说他是靠着鬼王来赶鬼。
But actually Jesus said, no, there was not a divided kingdom.
但是主耶稣就告诉他们撒旦的国不是自相纷争的
国。So they have an authority and power among them, so they can order someone to do this and that.
所以撒旦有能力来管理或者是来命令那些所有的那些属他国的。
Therefore, sometimes we can see Satan can play tricks among human beings.
这是为什么我们看到撒旦有时候会迷惑人。
Someone who was possessed, there's a story saying that someone who was possessed was a higher rank Satan, tried to cast out Satan from the other person.
有一些被鬼附的，他会靠着他的力量，靠着一个比较权柄比较大的鬼来赶一个权柄比较小的鬼。
So when they are, you know, this person who are possessed by powerful Satan will talk to the one who are possessed by not as powerful, will say, you shall leave, or you shall have a stomach ache to that person, and that person will be hurt, and he will say, okay, now I will heal you, and that Satan will lift, but later on, you know, he had power to order that Satan to come back also.
所以那个撒旦会让他说，你可以对这个人造成什么样的伤害，但是将来你可以离开他，你也可以再回来。
So you can see they can play tricks among human beings.
所以他可以在人之间有使用一些诡计。
They can cooperate to hurt human beings.
他们可以撒旦之间，他们可以合作来欺骗人。
Now another power of Satan not only over their own angels, but also they have power over man.
并且，撒旦不光是对他的使者有权柄，他对人也有他的能力。
Especially those who do not believe in Jesus, they are people of the world.
特别是那些不信主的属世的人。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 26, verse 18.
我来看。使徒行传第六章
，Chapter 26, verse 18.
二十六章，十八节。使徒行传二十六章十八节。
26, verse 18.
二十六章，十八节。
To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sacrificed by faith in me. Paul was saying that the purpose to preach gospel is we are able to take person from the power of God, power of Satan, so that they can belong to God.
这里使徒保罗说，我们传福音的目的是要让这些人从撒旦权下来归回神。
So really, after people sin, they are under the power of Satan.
当人犯罪的时候，他们就处在撒旦的权柄之下。
So in Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible teaches Many people do evil things because the power of Satan was working in their hearts.
以弗所书第二章讲到，很多人之所以犯罪，是因为撒旦运行在他们心中。
Therefore, Satan can exercise many amazing things in among those unbelievers.
并且撒旦也能在那些不信的人中行很多奇妙的事情。
To bully them, to make them to have a lot of superstitions. To make them believe the false gods.
就像是在佛教中很多那些偶像，让他们来迷信那些偶像，来信拜一些假神。
Before my family was converted, my mom told me a story.
那时候在我家来信主之前，我妈妈告诉我一个故事。
She said that in the Gentile world, there are superstitions concerning, every age have an animal associated with 十二生肖哈、Zodiac、my mom is a tiger. My mom is a tiger, and they say that a tiger shall not see a bride when they are going out of the house.Otherwise, they will 犯冲哦 she will be hurt.
那是因为不信主的外邦人会经常去拜去信那些十二生肖。我妈说她那时候她是被定义为是属老虎的，所以属老虎的没有办法在婚礼上去见新娘，因为这样子会犯冲。
But she did not believe in it. She carried her younger sister on her back. She went to see the beautiful bride.
那时候他不相信，他就背着他的小妹妹，他就去看那个美丽的新娘。
And she was simply like fall. She do not know where she throw away her sister or what. She just fall and fainted.
然后结果他就被真的被冲击倒在地上，然后他都不记得他是不是有背着他的小妹妹。
And they got to burn the incense to make her to drink some ashes from the incense, so that she was able to be cured.
然后他们就要烧一些香，并且让他喝那个香的灰。
So you can see in Gentile world, Satan was had power to control Gentile people.
这样子他才恢复。我们看到外邦人他们真的是被这些魔鬼所控制的。
You know, Satan had power not only over Gentile people, he has power over death.
撒旦不光是对不信主的人有权柄，并且他们对死亡也有权柄。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.
我看希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.
希伯来书第二章第十四节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.
希伯来书二章十四节。
Chapter 2 verse 14.
二章十四节。
Inasmuch then as the children was partaken of flesh and blood,He himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. Here we can see that devil has the power of death.
这里看到撒旦有掌死权。
So those Gentile people really was under the influence of Satan.
所以外邦人真的是在撒旦的权柄之下。
Jesus got to use death to overcome death of Satan.
主耶稣也是用死来败坏那掌死权的撒旦。
Therefore, after we believe in Jesus Christ, we will die no more.
因为这样子，主耶稣为我们死之后，我们就不用再死。
The way we die, physically, the Bible called it sleep, not truly dead.
肉体上的死亡，圣经上叫做是睡去了，而不是真正的死亡。
Because one day we shall resurrected, have the body just like Jesus Christ.
因为有一天我们会复活，我们会像主耶稣一样的灵体。
See, the Bible says that God gives human beings breath and makes them alive.
圣经说，神给人有一口气，就让他们有灵能够活下来。
The Bible also said, the span of life and the territory of life was in the hand of God.
圣经上也讲到说，我们的所居住的以及我们生活我们生日的年岁都是在神的手里。
But the Bible also mentioned that a lot of times human beings, because they are very wicked, they kill those who are not supposed to die. They save those who are not supposed to be alive.
有一些，但是因为人他 们就按照自己的意思而行，去杀死一些不该死的人，或者是去拯救一些不该被救的人。
This is all through the influence of Satan. So somebody died earlier, or somebody died later.
所以这是都是通过撒旦的影响，所以有些人会早一些死，有些人会晚一些死。
Even God allowed Satan to took away 10 lives of children's, Job students, life, huh?
虽然神允许撒旦能把约伯的九个孩子的生命都 十个孩子的生命都夺去。
So we can see Satan indeed had power over Gentile people, even their life, huh?
所以我们看到撒旦的确对不信的人有他掌管死权。
Now Pastor Wooty testified in Bowen Park Church in this convocation.
Wooty 传道这是在伯恩教会灵恩会中有做见证说
，When his unbeliever father died, two figures shows. One is Satan, one is Jesus.
当他的不信的父亲是将离世的时候，有两个灵显现，一个是左边是撒旦，右边是。
He thought Jesus is going to take away his soul.
他以为主耶稣将会接受他的灵魂。
But later on, it is Satan control about his soul.
但是后来他却发现，原来是撒旦在控制他的灵魂。
So you can see, indeed, Satan to those who are unbeliever, they have power over death.
所以对不信的人，撒旦有死权。
Now, what is the works of Satan, especially in the last days?
那在末日，撒旦的工作是什么呢？
Number one job that he do is try to stop people to believe in true Jesus, to believe in Jesus.
他有一个工作的目的就是要阻止人来接受主耶稣。
Please turn to Acts chapter 13, verse 8 to 12.
我们来看《使徒行传》。
Acts chapter 13, verse 8 to 12.
使徒行传十三章。
13:8-12.
第八节到十二节，《使徒行传》十三章八到十二节。
But Elymas the sorcerer, who for so his name is translated, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. 9. And then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him. 10. And said, "Oh, full of all deceit and all fraud." You son of devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? 11. And now indeed the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time. Immediately a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. So you can see the proconsul, someone want to believe in Jesus. But there was a sorcerer trying to stop him from believing Jesus.
所以那时候有些人想来信主，但是有一个行法行巫术的人要来阻止使徒，让他们不要那些人不要信主。
Paul called this person son of devil.
保罗就喊这个人是魔鬼的儿子。
So you can see that today, son of devil, devil try to use all kinds of way to prevent someone to come to true Jesus Church. To be baptized.
现在魔鬼儿子真的用各种方法来阻止人来到主耶稣面前，来到真耶稣教会来受洗。
In my personal missionary work, I saw many cases like this.
在我个人的宣道生涯中，我看到很多这种例子。
Really, someone want to be baptized, and when he was on the way to the church, idol simply appears in front of her.
女人要来教会来受接受洗礼的时候，突然。那个偶像会向他在面前显露出来。
She was an atheist. She do not believe in God. A guy at that time, but he just believe in Jesus. He want to believe in Jesus. He want to get baptized. But idols occurs to her.
但是他本是无神论者，他不相信有神。后来他想接受主耶稣的时候，偶像却向他显现。
There was a person who intend to get baptized, and he come to the church and noticed that the church's door is closed. Nobody was in the church.
有一个人要来到教会，他要 来受洗的时候，突然发现教会的整个门全都关闭，里面也没有人在。
So he was sitting in front of the church, a distance from the church on a stone and waiting to see someone to come to the church.
他就等在教会旁边的一个石头面前上站坐着等待。
But brother and sister was very anxious now. You know, we already started the service. We only go to the water baptism site. How come these truth seekers did not show up?
在外面等待，想等待有人来开教会的门。结果，其实教会有弟兄姐妹都在等待，都很焦急的等待。为什么说我没有开始去洗礼，怎么还没有来？
Then a brother found him sitting down over there.
后来有人有一个弟兄找到，发现他坐在那里。
Hey, how come you're here? You do not go into the church.
为什么不进教会去呢？
The church is not open today.
教会都没有开呀。
Actually, his eyes was blinded temporarily by Satan.
其实是他的眼睛被撒旦暂时的蒙蔽。
Thank God, his eyes was opened. He was able to make it to receive water baptism in time.
后来感谢主，他能够。 眼睛能有被打开，能及时接受洗礼。
Today, a lot of truth seekers fail to come to just attend the spiritual convocation of evangelical service because of a lot of Satan's stopping or influence.
今天很多慕道者都没有办法来参加灵恩布道会，因为撒旦的阻挡。
Another jobs of Satan in the last day is try to swallow, take away, defeated the members of true Jesus Church, the members of Jesus.
另外一个撒旦的工作就是要来吞吃，来毁坏我们真教会的信徒。So
First Peter chapter 5 says that Satan is like a roaring lion.
这是为什么彼得前书第五章讲到撒旦是如同一个吼叫的狮子。
He wanted to devour whoever he is able to devour.
要吞吃一切可吞吃的人。Please
turn to Revelation chapter 12 verse 4.
我来看启示录。
Revelation chapter 12 verse 4.
十二章第四节，启示录十二章第四节。
Chapter 12 verse 4. So when chapter 12 verse 4.
启示录十二章第四节。
So when he had arrested him, he put him. Revelation chapter 12 verse 4. His tail, referred to dragon's tail, drew a third of the stars of heaven and throw them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth and devour her child as soon as it was born. So you can see in the last day, in last days, dragon was able to take away one third of the stars in the sky, which refer to believers.
十二章讲到，十二章第四节讲到，他尾巴要拖拉着天上现在的三分之一，这实际上是讲到信徒。
This is a very huge number, you know.
想想看，三分之一是一个很大的速度。
If we have 50 members in the church,
如果我们有15个人在教会里的话,
you see about what, 10, 15 members, probably will fall because of Satan's work.
所以，之中五个人可能就因为撒旦的工作要跌倒。One
third, huh? One third.
三分之一的。
Especially, the Bible here says that who are just born, huh? Because he's waiting for the one who just the boy who are just born try to devour this boy.
就这里讲到说，他站在将要生产的妇人面前，等他生产之后要吞吃他的孩子。
So today we shall really pay attention and care the newly baptized our brothers and sisters.
所以我们今天要对新受洗的弟兄姐妹要特别的关照。
Because at this time Satan might take them back because they are just babies. They do not know the truth too well. They are not deep rooted yet.
因为他们就像是属灵的婴孩，他们对真理的了解还不深入。这个时候，我们要特别的来照看他们。
You see, if a group of lions try to devour a group of cow, who do you think the lion will attack first?
如果一群狮子来攻击一群牛的话，它最先会攻击哪一个呢？
Of course, those lions will run after the small calf, yeah.
一般来说，他们都会去攻击那个最小的小牛犊。
This applies to our brothers and sisters today.
对弟兄姐妹，同样子也可以用在我们现在。
So after a person believes in Jesus, we shall continue to counsel them and to guide them.
所以当有人来信主之后，我们要继续来带领他。
I shared with you before, there was a doctor's departed from the church about 2 years or 1 year after believing Jesus.
我想跟大家分享过，有一位医生，他大概信主一年之后他就离开教会。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because one morning when he was in the church, his house was broken into by a thief.
因为有一天他在教会的时候，他家里就会一个贼来偷着进去。
See, he has a lot of treasures and old paintings in the house. And they are all taken away by the thief.
他很多珠宝，他收藏的画都被贼偷走。
You ask God, why I come to your church? There's no protection. Forget about it. I'm a goner.
他就问神说，我来到你的教会，你怎么都不保护我，我再也不要来了。
So easy. Just Satan just do something, and they could be fall.
所以撒旦自由行这些事情，让他们来跌倒。
Another one, Satan tried to use way of persecution to make a believer false.
撒旦也用一些迫害的方式让信徒跌倒。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 12, verse 13.
再来看启示录12章13节。
12, chapter 12, verse 13. Now, when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. The woman referred to the church.
这里这个妇人就是指教会,
which is you and me.
就是我们.
So you see, Satan tried to persecute members so they will not, you know, continue to believe in Jesus.
撒旦就来逼迫那生男孩子的妇人，就是来逼迫教会，让我们不要再接信主。
See, after disciples formed the church,
所以当那时候门徒组成教会之后，
there were great persecutions.
那时候有很大的压迫。
James was killed.
雅各被杀。
Peter was in jail.
彼得被投入监狱。
Stephen was stoned to death.
斯提凡被石头打死。
They all try to make people to scare them not to believe in Jesus.
那都是因为撒旦来逼迫他们，让他们不要去信主。
Now today we also have different kinds of persecution in this society.
其实我们也有各种各样不同的压迫。
If you look into the internet, go to wikipedia.com.
如果我们在网络上打开这个维基百科。
You can see that a lot of comment is very negative concerning True Jesus Church.
我们教会很多的意见是非常的负面的。
They really do not know well about True Jesus Church.
他们真的对教会不了解。
But there's no control about this because people can always update the information, you know, as they wishes.
但是却没有办法，这个是没有办法控制的，因为那些人都可以按自己的意思来写。
Today, many people believe in Jesus. They were persecuted by their own family member.
今天很多人来信主的时候，他们会被他们自己的家庭成员
because their family member
逼迫
want them to worship the ancestors after some people die.
因为他们的家庭成员会让他们来拜一些。 特别是有人死之后，让他们去拜他们的祖先。
This kind of persecution will become very severe at the Great Tribulation, before the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在主要来第二次来之前，这些压迫会更加的严重。
Now another way Satan tried to take believer away by his thought.
另外一个撒旦想让人离开神，就是来控制他们的思想。
Please turn to Revelation 12, verse 16.
我们来看启示录12章16节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 16.
12章16节。
But, 15 to 16.
15节开始。
So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might call her to be carried away by the flood. 16.
16节。
But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened his mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon has spewed up of his mouth. You see, the serpent, yeah, spew up from his mouth something like a flood, and this flood will carry away those believers.
就15节讲到，这些这个蛇就吐出水来，像河一样要把这些妇人冲去。
This flood is the tiding of thinking of this generation right now.
这个水就像是这个时代的潮流想法。
See, when we go to school, what did they teach us?
去学校的话，他们会教我们什么？
A sister share with me that her teacher tried to tell her that religions only to make you feel good, it's not really logical.
有一位姐妹说，她学校的老师会告诉她，信仰只是一种心理安慰，不是符合逻辑的。
They try to tell you that it's a morphine that tried only to numb your heart. It's not. There's no God in this universe.
他说那只是一种吗啡，让你觉得麻木。实际上，在这个宇宙中，并没有神存在。
So some of our kids are very confused and even left the church later on.
所以我们的教会的年轻人有时候将会非常混淆，甚至将来会离开教会。
Do you know what is the most popular magazines in this world?
知道这世上最流行的杂志是哪一部吗？
Number one is Reader's Digest.
第一个对最最卖的最好的杂志就是这个读者文摘。
Of course, I have nothing against. It's a very good magazine. But number two is what? It's TV Guide.
第二，读者文摘实际上是一个很好的杂志，但是第二名呢就是这个电视导演。
You know, I don't know how many channels there are nowadays with TV. I bet maybe more than 500 channels.
我不知道现在有多少频道，大概有500多个频道吧。
So many people, they were attracted, you know, their hearts was lulled and carried away, and they don't have time for God because of TV.
很多人就被这电视所吸引，他们的心就被电视所带走，他们就没有办法来跟随神。
Number 15 is Playboy magazine.
排名第十五名的就是这个花花公子的杂志。
It was the number one for men's magazine.
是属男人杂志里面的第一名。
And those kind of things really can pollute the mind of men so that they don't know how to deal with their family anymore.
这些杂志就会来污染这些男人的心，让他们没有办法来面对他们的家庭。
Another very famous one, I don't remember the rating, is called 17.Is that 17? I think it's called 17, yeah?
Called
17? 17 years old. Yeah, if you really go there and really try to open what is in 17, they always try to teach you how to date, how to make yourself look beautiful.
那这个17岁杂志里面教导是你怎么样子去可以去学会打扮自己，怎么样去约会。
They want to ask you to focus materially.Beauty, material beauty rather than inner beauty.
它会让你把你的注意力放到外表以及物质上的美丽，而不是内心的美丽。
See, those kind of thoughts, they are just like the flooding of the serpents.
所以这些就像是这个蛇口中吐出来的水。
Maybe we are not aware of its dangerous, but it is dangerous.
可能我们还没有意识到它的危险，但是这些真的是非常的危险。
They really influence our spirit like a little bite of a silkworm.But if you're not aware of it, later on, your whole heart was occupied, was beaten away by these silkworms.
我们可能还没有发现它们的危险，因为它可能就像是一个小丝虫，咬的一小口你不觉得，但是如果不注意的话，它会把你整个心都吞吃掉。
This is how Satan tried to take believers away in this generation.
就是撒旦怎么样子想办法把这一代的人的心带走。
So how do we overcome Satan in this generation?
我们要怎样子来战胜撒旦呢
？Number one, we shall not leave food stand for Satan.
首先，我们不要给撒旦留地步。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26.
我们来看以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26.
以弗所书第四章二十六节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26.
四章二十六节。
Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. 27.Nor give place to the devil. Now, if we give place to devil, for example, by angry for a long time, by hatred for a long time, Satan will occupy us.
二十七节讲到说，我们不要给魔鬼留地步，因为如果我们生气很长时间，撒旦就会，我们就会给撒旦留地步。
We have a sister before she got baptized, because of kept idols and we do not know about it. So she was possessed by demon.
有一个姐妹，但她在信主之前，她家里有偶像，我们却不知道，所以她就被撒旦所占据。
Now when we are praying at Saturday night and Sunday is going to be receive water baptism already. Saturday night she was constantly thrown to the ground by Satan all the time.
当时决定要礼拜天受洗，但礼拜六晚上他却被魔鬼一直的摔倒在地上。
Then we realize something must be wrong.
我们就知道有一些事情不对。
We ask her, do you have any idols at home?
我就问他在家里是不是还有偶像。
They say, oh yeah.
他说是的，还有一个。
Maybe some items.
可能还有一些。
Then we go to her house.
我们就到他家去。
We collect a bags of idol stuff.
后来会发现有一袋一麻袋的这些。
No wonder Satan come to bother you because tomorrow you are going to receive water baptism and your house is not clean yet, your heart is not clean yet.
怪不得魔鬼会来骚扰你，因为明天你就要接受洗礼，你的房子还没有洁净。
But you know, you see, when it is very difficult for her to went into the river to receive water baptism.
并且对她来说，要跳到河里面去受洗，非常的困难。
The Satan keep pulling her feet and her hands.
因为撒旦会拉住她的手，跟拉住她的脚。
We have to pray extraordinarily hard to baptize her.
我会格外努力祷告，才能让她进去。
But guess what? After water baptism, not long after water baptism, the bother of Satan come back again.
但是在受洗之后。不长的时间，魔鬼又开始回来了。
Why was that?
为什么呢
？Later on, figure out he has a great hatred toward his family member.
后来才发现他，因为心里面对他的家庭成员有很多的恨意。
See, this kind of darkness signs is still there in rooms for Satan to come back to occupy you.
这心里的阴暗面，就是实际上是给魔鬼留地步来占据。
And Luke chapter 11 talk about someone's he was cured by the power of Jesus.
路加福音讲到有一个人被主耶稣所医治。
But Satan go out and come back to check if this person received Jesus inside his heart. He saw that the heart was very clean. Therefore, Satan invited another seven beings to come to occupy this body.
他说那个魔鬼被赶出去之后。后来又回来看这个人的心是不是 还有地方住，结果他心是空的，打扫干净是空的，所以他就邀请了七个同属魔鬼的进来。
Pastor Woody has a bothersome of Satan before he was converted to True Jesus Church.
Woody 传道在他信主之前，他也被魔鬼所干扰。
But after he was converted, Satan also come back to bother him.
在他信主之后，撒旦有时候也会来骚扰他。
But thank God he knew the truth well.
但是感谢主，他知道真理。
So every time he was able to cast out Satan immediately.
所以他每次都能够马上把撒旦赶走。
So those who were occupied by Satan before, very likely after Satan left, he will come back and check what is going on with this person.
所以那些曾经被撒旦所占据过的，后来撒旦还会回来再检查一下，是不是还可以有地方回来。
So we shall never leave rooms for Satan.
所以我们从来一直不要。永远都不要给魔鬼留地步。
Secondly, we shall resist Satan with faith.
第二个，我们要用信心来抵挡撒旦。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8.
来看彼得前书第五章第八节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 8.
彼得前书五章八节。
Chapter 5 verse 8.
五章八节。
Chapter 5 verse 8.
五章第八节。
Be sober, be vigilant.Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. 9. Resist him, standing fast in the faith, knowing that the same suffering are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. The Bible here says that we shall resist him, standing fast in the faith.
圣经讲到说我们要用坚固的信心来抵挡他。
So we shall not be afraid of Satan.
所以我们不要对撒害怕撒旦。
The more you are afraid,the higher chance that Satan might come to you.
你越害怕的话，撒旦就越容易来袭击你。
When I was a little kid, I was very scared about Satan.
我小时候我非常的害怕魔鬼。
I went to a SSC.
我去灵恩会的时候。
And there was a girl who got possessed by Satan.
有一位姐妹被魔鬼占据。
I saw a group of people was standing there cast out Satan.
就看到一组人跪在他旁边来为他赶鬼。
I dare not go to pray for them.
我就不敢加入他们。
At night time, I say, okay, I need some protection, so I sleep with the Bible holding on my chest.
然后晚上我睡不着觉，我觉得心里面需要一些安慰，所以我就抱着圣经放到胸口来睡觉。
The more scared I am, the really that night, just Satan just came to bother me also.
所以因为我害怕，所以那天晚上撒旦真的来。
So you shall not be afraid, because God is powerful, more powerful than Satan.
所以我们不要害怕，因为神比魔鬼更有能力。
You know you are protected with the power of God.
我知道神的能力会让我们得到保护。
There's no place for Satan in heaven.
在天上没有撒旦的地方。
So your heart shall always remain in heavenly kingdom.
所以我们的心就要总是被天国所占据。
Another one is resist him, yeah.
另外一个就是要抵挡他。
I noticed that a lot of people who got possessed Satan's. Satan always like to have converse with them, or sometimes order them, to do this and that.
发现那些被魔鬼占据的人，撒旦总是会跟他来交流，会让他做这个做那个。
We should never listen to him.
我们要从来不要去听他的话。
In current cases, I noticed that Satan sometimes will ask you to pray very loud.
有时候。一个例子就是说，撒旦会让他突然祷告非常大声。
But the pitch is very unpleasant to hear.
但是 调子却很不听起来很不一般。
We tell the sister, yeah, just pray quietly. Don't let him bother you. Don't follow his way.
我就告诉这个姐妹，你要安静的祷告，不要听他的。
You want to go to east, you shall go west. You want to jump up high, you shall sit down. Just resist him.
一个往西，他让你往上，你一个往下，你要抵挡他。
Then he will not be master of your life.
这样子他才不会成为你生命的主人。
If you always follow him, then very easy he will continue to bother you because he is the master of your life.
如果你听他的话，他就会继续成为你生命中的主人。
So we shall resist him.
所以我们要抵挡他。
Standing steady fast.With faith.
要坚固，要用信心。
Let's go back to read Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
再回到启示录十二章
第一节。Here talk about three ways to resist, to overcome Satan.
启示录
chapter 12, verse 11.
十二章十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 11, no?
十二章十一节。
And they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they do not love their life to the death.There are three ways we are able to resist Satan's, overcome Satan's over here.
所以这里讲到有三种战胜撒旦的方法。
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
第一是羔羊的血，就是基督的血。
Indeed, a lot of time people got recovered after water baptism. There are many cases like this.
所以我们看到很多人经过洗礼之后都能够得到恢复。
Because they are deep into the blood of Jesus Christ.
因为他们在主基督的宝血里面浸过。
But blood of Jesus Christ also refers to the love of Jesus Christ.
但是主羔羊的血也指的是主基督的爱。
So you can see, Jesus died for us and shed his blood.
因为主耶稣为我们死，来流宝血。
So we shall constantly meditate about the love of Jesus Christ.
我们要经常来思想主基督的爱。
There's a sister who got bothered by Satan.
有一位姐妹被撒旦所干扰之后。
When we tried to cast out Satan, Satan was struggling in her heart, and she was painful.
当时我们当时试图要赶出魔鬼，但是他心中却在挣扎。
At that time, you keep thinking about how great Jesus loved her.
这时候他就努力地思考主耶稣是多么的爱他。
Suddenly, there's a warmth in her spinal cord, and that was very, very, very hot. And that heat go through the brain, and then all the headache is gone because Satan make him have a great headache. Yeah.
当时他就感觉到这样子的话，他就感觉到他的脊椎有一股热流，让他整个身上充满他全身，让他的本来有撒旦让他头痛，他头痛就变得消除了。
Another one is by the truth, the test your own testimony.
然后还有一个是真理，就是自己所见证的道。
You see, in the Ephesians chapter 6, there was an armor of God.
知道在以弗所书第六章讲到这个要穿上神的这个盔甲，
全副军装吗？
就全部的全副军装。
Then one of the weapon that is one of the greatest weapon is the sword of Holy Spirit that is the word of God.
你的最厉害的武器就是这就是圣灵，就是真理，就是圣灵的宝剑，那就是神的道。
So today, we shall be well versed. We shall deep rooted by the word of God to overcome Satan.
所以我们在心中要有神的道理真正的扎根下去。
There was a pastor talking about one time Satan tried to bother him.
有一位传道说，有一次撒旦要来干扰他。
He did not cast out Satan immediately.
他并没有马上来赶撒旦。
He just think about the word of God.
他只是思考神的话语。
And suddenly feel like the whole armor of God was on his body.
感觉到神的全副军装突然就穿在他的身上。
And then Satan just become shrinking and shrinking, and then no power at all.
所以撒旦的力量就变得越来越小，就最后没有能力。
The third way, according to Revelation 12:11, is that we shall not be afraid of death.
最后一个就是十二章十一节讲到，我们来战胜撒旦的是不要怕死。
See, Satan only can kill your body, not able to kill your soul.
圣经中讲说，撒旦能杀我们的身体，却不能杀我们的灵魂。
But we should be afraid the one that who are able to kill our body and soul.
我们却要怕那能灭我们身体和灵魂的。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们的主耶稣。
So shall not fear Satan.
所以我们不要害怕魔鬼。
We shall fear God.
就是我们要敬畏神。
There was a brother in this SSC bear testimony.
这次学生联会有一个弟兄来做一个见证。
Suddenly he feel like Satan can bother him in the prayer. He feel frightened.
他在祷告中觉得撒旦突然来干扰他，他觉得非常的害怕。
But a voice talked to him at that time.
这时候他就听到一个声音。
Do not fear Satan, but fear God.
他说不要害怕魔鬼，要敬畏神。
And then at that moment, he noticed that Satan departed from him.
那一刻他就觉得撒旦离开了他。
So really, if we are not afraid even death, how can Satan do anything to us?
所以如果我们不怕死的话，撒旦能够对我们做什么呢？
Another thing is very important that we should always try to fly to God for protection.
另外一个就是我们要到要求号神来保护我们。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12, verse 13 to 14.
来看启示录十二章十三节跟十四节。
Chapter 12, verse 13 to 14.
十二章十三节跟十四节。
Now when the dragon saw that he has been cast on earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to male child. 14. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle that he might fly into the wildernesses to her place.Where she is nourished for time and times and a half time from the presence the serpent. So you can see the woman was able to fly away to her own place.
所以我们看到这里，这个妇人她可以从她原来的地方飞走。
Fly away from the presence of Satan.
从撒旦所在的地方飞走。
Her own place, of course, is the wilderness. Wilderness refers to the church of God.
她自己的地方。后来他能飞到旷野，旷野就是指神的教会。
Also, he received protection, received nourishment in the house of God.
所以他就能在神的保护之下来逃离撒旦。
So we should always come to God for help.
所以我们总是要来到神这里来求
帮助。Ask brother and sister to help us in prayer.
我们要求弟兄姐妹在祷告中来帮助我们。
See, in the past, when people got possessed, sometimes we asked them to sleep in the church.
有时候我们看到弟兄姐妹。被魔鬼占据的时候，我们就请他到教会来过夜。
After a while, they can be cured.
他们在一段时间之后，他们就能够得到医治。
Because church is the place where God gives peace, yeah.
因为教会是神给平安的地方。
Church is the place where we have brothers and sisters to help us in prayer.
弟兄姐妹在这里有来祷告的地方。
Brothers and sisters, we should always pray for those who are bothered by Satan.
我们要为那些被魔鬼所干扰的来祷告。
Recently, I saw video clips from AOL. From computer.
我最近我在网上看一些这个电台的这些录像。
There was a person who went to India, and he filmed a group of cows and a group of lion.
他有一个人跑到印度去，他就去来拍照，他就去录影那些狮子跟牛。
You see, they are about mother cow, father cow with a little cow. They are walking by the river bank.
他在摄影中看到河边有一些母牛、公牛，还有一些小牛在河边走路。
And there were about five lions in a pack lying down on the grass.
但是在草边
by the river also.
在河边的草上有五只狮子也在那里潜伏。
Suddenly, the lion just initiated their attack, and they gave the go after the calf, the little one.
所以那五只狮子突然跳起来，就去攻击那只小牛。
And the mother and father just left.
这
mother cow just left.
那个公牛母牛就跑了。
And they hold on the little cow, and for some reason, you know, they push him. The little cow fall into the river.
不知道为什么他们当那个小牛突然掉到河里。
And then, You see, the lion tried to grab the head to grab the head of the cow to pull him from the river. But suddenly there was another crocodile come and try to grab the tail of that little cow.
这时候，当那个小牛掉到水里去的时候，它头部狮子要来抓它的头部，但是在河里面突然也有一只鳄鱼跑出来要去抓这个小牛的尾巴。
So you see, the little cow was in a tug of war, yeah, between the lions and the crocodiles.
所以当时这个小牛就遭到夹击，就是狮子跟鳄鱼的双重夹击。
For some reason, lions is stronger, so they pull the little cow out of the river.
后来因为狮子比较力气比较大，所以他就把这个小牛从河里面抓出来。
The mother cow and father cow did not run away. Actually, go back to call many cows, herds of cows. You cannot number them.Now to surrounding the lion, and every cow their home, yeah, now facing the ground and try to fight the lions, the five lions.
就是其实公牛和母牛并没有逃走，他们只是去召集一大群的牛跑过来，然后他这些牛都把脚对准这个狮子，准备跟他打一仗。
Really, another male cow suddenly attack one of the lion, use his horn to leap up the one of the lion and throw it away.
所以有一只公牛突然就冲击这个狮子，用它的脚来顶这个狮子，把它狮子顶了出去。
And guess what? Later on, this little cow was saved from the mouth of the lion.
就这样子，这只小牛居然就这样子从狮子的吼里面得救。
After I saw the clip, I thought, wow, this is indeed an amazing natural phenomenon.
看到这一景，这一幕，真的觉得非常的惊奇。
A lot of time we are like that little cow.
很多时候我们就像那只小牛一样。
Lions want to catch us. Satan want to catch us. Crocodile want to devour us.
狮子想来抓，就像是撒旦想来抓一样，鳄鱼也来抓我们。
But brother and sister, if we all come and try to fight together.
但是弟兄姐妹们，如果我们像牛一样团结在一起，来一起来打这场战争。
And indeed, we are able to save those who are.Under attack,
最后我们就能够拯救那些被袭击的。
So may the Lord help us.
所以愿神帮助我们。
We shall run to the church, the brothers and sisters, and we shall pray for one another.
要在教会以来，我们要一起来祷告。
And we are able to overcome Satan.
这样子我们才能战胜撒旦。
Let's sing him.
我们唱诗。
177.
177首。